getting disenrolled from Medicaid? Here's what to do. Thanks to the end of the COVID-19 public health emergency, PHE, some 15 million Americans will be disenrolled from Medicaid over the coming months. The changes will affect about 17% of all those enrolled in Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP. If you're among the 15 million people who are disenrolled, you will need to find new health coverage. Here's what you need to know. Why am I being disenrolled from Medicaid? When the coronavirus pandemic started, Congress passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, FCRA, which prevented state Medicaid programs from kicking people off Medicaid when they lost eligibility under the normal rules. In return, Congress provided extra funding to state Medicaid programs to help states pay for the increased number of people on Medicaid. However, the Consolidated Appropriations Act, which Congress passed late last year, dropped the Medicaid continuous enrollment requirement from the PEEP provisions. This means that the extra federal Medicaid funding is drying up over the course of the rest of the year. That doesn't mean everyone on Medicaid is being dropped from the program. But if you earn too much to qualify for Medicaid under the normal rules, or if you have access to a health plan via an employer, you may be disenrolled over the next 6 months. Learn more. Unwinding and returning to regular operations after COVID-19, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, this group amounts to about 8 million of the 15 million who will be disenrolled. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates that out of those 15 million who are deemed ineligible, about 2.7 million will qualify for a subsidy under the Affordable Care Act to help make private health insurance more affordable. Health department planners also estimate that 5 million Medicaid disenrollees will find coverage via an employer plan. They also estimate another 6.8 million people will lose coverage as a result of bureaucratic churn, that is, administrative error. While Medicaid is federally funded, each state runs its own Medicaid program, subject to federal guidelines. Therefore, the disenrollment timeline and specific criteria will vary state by state. If you receive a notification that you will lose your Medicaid coverage, here are some things you can do. Buy an Affordable Care Act qualified health insurance plan if you are getting booted from Medicaid because you make too much money to qualify. Even though you don't make very much money, purchasing an Affordable Care Act qualified individual or family health insurance policy may be the way to go. If your income falls below a certain percentage of the federal poverty level, you may receive a subsidy to help you pay your health insurance premiums. The lower your household income, the greater the subsidy you may qualify for. This approach may be a great strategy if your income is relatively low, you have pre-existing conditions, or both. Special enrollment period for people disenrolled from Medicaid. If you get disenrolled from Medicaid, you will qualify for a special enrollment period. This is a 60-day period during which you have a guaranteed right to enroll in an Affordable Care Act qualified health insurance plan. You will need to provide information about your household size, income, and other relevant details to determine your eligibility for subsidies and select a suitable plan. Normally, health plans don't allow you to sign up outside the open enrollment period, November 1st through January 15th in most states. But the law makes an exception for people who have a qualifying life event. These qualifying events include losing access to your previous health plan, along with things like marriage, divorce, widowhood, or the birth or adoption of a child. If you are disenrolled from Medicaid, take action quickly to enroll in a new plan. For free, no obligation assistance in researching and selecting the best possible Affordable Care Act qualified health insurance plan for you, contact a personal benefits manager. Enroll in a workplace plan. The employment situation has improved radically since the early days of the pandemic. It may be a great idea to find a job that offers a good health plan and then enroll in your employer's plan. Employer-sponsored health insurance can be a big help, since by law, employers who sponsor group health plans must generally pay at least half the premiums. And most employers pay substantially more than that. Deductibles tend to be lower for workplace group health insurance plans as well. Some workplace plans subsidize health insurance for employees only, while others include family members. Enroll in a health sharing plan. Health sharing is for many people a more affordable alternative to traditional health insurance. Health sharing plans are not insurance policies. Instead, they are nonprofit associations of health conscious, like-minded people who share similar values, and who have agreed to pool their resources and help share the medical bills of fellow members. Health sharing plans help members pay for large and catastrophic unforeseen medical bills, and they are available at 40 to 50% less than the unsubsidized cost of a traditional Affordable Care Act qualified policy. If you earn too much to qualify for a subsidy, or if you can only qualify for a small one, a health sharing plan can be a terrific solution. Health sharing can also potentially save thousands of dollars per year per household. However, health sharing may not work well if you or a member of your household has pre-existing conditions. That's because health sharing plans typically impose a waiting period before costs of treating pre-existing conditions become shareable. Unlike Obamacare health insurance plans, health sharing plans do not impose a special enrollment period. You can enroll in a health sharing plan at any time. Learn more about health sharing.